This is Focus on Community on 91.9 KRVM. I'm Adam, and our guest today is Bonnie Mickelson with the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce. Well, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Adam. Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to your listeners, too.
What is the purpose of the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce?
Our purpose, why we exist, really is to serve our business community, to make sure that they succeed so that our community can thrive. It means a lot of things, and it means different things to different people, but overall, that's what we're focused on.
Why do people become a member?
Yeah, well, it's interesting you ask that, Adam, because we do a we ask our members on a frequent basis, and you know, they walk through the door and we say, "Why are you here today?" But we also, on a regular annual basis, we conduct a survey and we ask them very specifically, and it's anonymous. So we ask them to be honest with us. Why are you a member of the chamber? And many of them, they've been members or participated in the chamber in one way or another through different iterations of their career, or they've been members for, you know, decades, or they're brand new members. So we have a pretty good handle, and we like to understand to them what the value is. We want to know that first. And so we have a pretty good handle on that, and also on the trends over the years. But one thing that has stayed top in most people's minds is really the connections that they make with each other as, you know, a community of businesses who have similar interests, but not the same, complementary resources that they can offer each other. And also, I think the connection to the feeling that connected to the community where they live and where they work and or operate a business.
What areas of concern did your business climate survey show?
I can speak to a couple of them. They wouldn't be very surprising. I think in our last one, it's workforce, 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 and then inflation. And so these are some of the challenges really that are most pressing for businesses. Last year, we all know we saw an incredible accelerated pace of the inflation, which as that ripples through the supply chain and hits, you know, the small business community, it's just a, you know, becomes an increasing challenge on how to do that. Got to come up with some innovative solutions and hope for the best, white knuckle it through and hope for the best. You make it through to the other side and things sort of taper off and settle, which we're seeing a little bit of that. I'd be surprised if that turns up to be in the top three again this year, like it was last year, but we'll see.
Tell us about your Work Ready and the new Student Access Pass program.
Work Ready is essentially our workforce readiness and skills building initiative that we've had in place for many, many years. We've had a strong commitment to working with our education partners to ensure that they have the support and the knowledge, students and learners have access to the opportunities that they can find here locally, whether it's a job training opportunity or an apprenticeship or a job shadow or an internship or a mentorship or, yay, a career, you know, in one of our wonderful local employers. So we've had a long-term commitment to that, and we've tried many different things. And fortunately, there are so many great organizations in our region who are also actively working on workforce development programs. We've seen it evolve. We take a step back every once in a while. And after COVID, when things kind of shut down, those interactive in the classroom or in the workplace, we had a lot of challenges in activating those programs that we had had for so long. We shifted to some digital resources that we could put in the hands of some of our teachers and counselors that they could share with students who were looking at what, you know, what does it mean to have a career in manufacturing and what kind of opportunities are there and what do they pay and what's my educational path and do they have internships? So Student Access Pass, what we have seen so many times, and we were heavily invested in designing programs specifically for students, particularly, and rightly so, for high school students or middle school students. It's a different audience that you're working with. Ultimately, the goal is to bring them together with local employers, right? So that they can have some interaction, some real world interaction. And all said and done, those were exceptional. We had thousands of students go through those programs and had some exceptional impacts over the years. We took a different lens going into the fall of last year and started talking with our educational partners, our community college, our university, some of our local universities, and some of our high school student counselors, you know, throughout the region. And we thought we'd like to just bring opportunities. We'd like to bring learners who are serious about their career pursuits and their educational path. They still may be exploring things, but are really, really interested in engaging with some of the programs that we already have available, sit side by side with entrepreneurs and business owners and CEOs and, you know, manufacturing production line managers, and just be a part of the chamber community. So for example, we've got a business roundtable or a small business solutions workshop, or a, you know, the field trip that I was talking about, a tour to a manufacturing site. We said, why don't you just be part of this with us and come along with us? So this is what we call the Student Access Pass. It's a very simple application. We have scholarships that it's a very minimal fee, but we have scholarships. We're fully funded for at least another 40 passes that we can offer up to student learners. And we've got currently we've got some high school students. We've got we're working on some college students through the University of Oregon and through the community college. And we're just piloting it. It's just kicking off. So it's a great place to start. But what we've seen is some interesting sort of interaction surprises, both eye-opening for the students and also exciting and enthusiastic for those business people who are saying, wow, you're here to learn with us. And oh, by the way, I've got an interesting opportunity at my business. If you're interested, why don't we come sit down and I can tell you a little bit more about it. Or I can introduce you to my business partner who can help you sort of can answer some questions for you. So it's a more integrated approach. It's essentially a membership for student learners who are interested in building their career while they're also learning and potentially even just having a bridging that from, you know, education to the business world.
I'm excited to see how the program goes. You said it's a pilot, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Our pilots have gone pretty good. So, and we don't give up. We don't give up very easily either. So it'll be around.
You have a couple of programs coming up. Can you give us the details?
Next week on Friday from 11:30 to 1, it's a hybrid program. So you can come in person. A lot of folks choose to come in person. It's our Small Business Solutions Hub program. It's a workshop, a short workshop. And the topic for this month's program is on preparedness for emergencies for small businesses. And on January 28th, we have what we call our roundtable series program, Chamber Roundtable. And it's intended to be a informative, constructive dialogue, very comfortable format. Questions are always welcome. So we're going to offer that. Their OBI is coming down. They've got a representative coming down to tell us, sort of give us the gist of what they're thinking and why, and give us all an opportunity to have a conversation and see how it relates to how we can improve our own business climate here in Springfield.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today. Really appreciate it. And good luck.
Thanks so much, Adam. Really appreciate it. Have a great year.
Vonnie Mickelson is the president and CEO for the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce.